A quick note, dear listener, this episode was recorded before Game 5 of the Stanley Cup semi-finals between Montreal and Carolina, as well as before the Champions League final between Arsenal and Paris Saint-Germain.
I've got too much to do. Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MTF number 87. My name is Patrick and I'm still in Canada. Today we have, still in Berlin, we have Joel. How are you?
Hello. Good. Thank you. Probably my last one from Berlin, unfortunately.
Not feeling too sad?
I'm feeling pretty sad. Yeah.
Well, that's right on cue for this club.
Yeah.
So welcome back. We also have Jan in Berlin. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm tired from the DFB Cup final that just took everything I had.
Okay.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Talk about that later.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to build some suspense.
Well, there is no suspense. That's okay. We also have a guest for the first time in a while. Back on the show, Ed Zelaski. How are you, sir?
I'm here, you know.
Enthusiasm that we need.
Yeah, what a rousing bunch we are.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, God. We just had our best season in the Zweite Bundesliga in how many years now. So we should all be thrilled that we finished, you know, in the top half.
Feels so good. 51 yeah. points for
12 years. Or 13 yeah. years. Yeah. 2012-13 was the Luhukai season.
Wait, just to go full yes. circle. How are you, Patrick?
I am wired and tired.
Okay.
Work has been kicking my ass, and we have this fucking thing in about 10 days that is completely living in my head rent-free. And thank you for asking, but don't ask, basically.
All right.
So a perfect match for the club in general.
I think that's the title right there, Wild and Tired.
Okay. Okay, sure.
Make a note. Somebody make a note.
Okay. All right. So the true postmortem we will save for next episode. But today, we had some last minute changes. We are kind of winging it, kind of. So we will, you know, bring it back to our guest. Ed, how would you summarize Hertha's season in one sentence?
Can I do it in one word?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. I mean, that works.
This was supposed to be the year, you know, everything was right. Everybody was picking us to go up, you know, Fabi stayed and everything that like could have gone wrong did, where it seemed like everybody couldn't handle the pressure. I don't know if it's a mentality thing, if it's a management thing, if it's all of those things combined, but yeah, it was not enjoyable.
No, I agree. Well, I mean, we talked about this a little bit before recording. It's part of the deal, being a sports fan, that there's going to be, you know, ups and downs, of course. But where there is no payoff at the end or ever, mm-hmm. where do you go from there? You know, it's only suffering and anyway. Okay, so yeah, it's going to be hard not to go into a bit of a postmortem, though. So if you guys have, Joel and Jan, if you have any questions, jump in by all means.
I'm just wondering, did we have Ed on before during COVID?
Yeah? It was during COVID.
Back in 2020?
Yeah.
Come back after 6 years. Hey.
And you were also on at least one quiz, right?
Yes, I was. I was. Okay. That was with, I think it was with Maria.
Well, yes, and Selecta was there as well, Johannes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Simon as well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, those were a lot of fun, lots of work, but worth it. So maybe I should, to as a distraction to the eternal pain. Maybe I should do another one. But yes. Okay. Ed, you mentioned the problem of, you know, was it either management or coaching? What would be your answer to that?
I think it's somewhere, I think it's about a problem of everything. I don't know. I get wanting stability, but you can't say that, you know, promotion is the goal. And what are, I mean, to sound corporate, what are the KPIs for Lido? You know, is it playing youth players because we weren't particularly great in that? Is it getting promoted? We've clearly failed there.
Clearly.
We couldn't score goals consistently. Our defense was up and down. We would make incredibly stupid mistakes. So I get wanting continuity, and it could just be that they're saying this because we can't afford to sack him. So then that's fine. It is what it is.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned that last episode. When you play when you are committed to playing kids, you're going to lose points. It's going to cost you points. So it is tough to negotiate both getting promoted and playing, you know, the young kids. Mm-hmm. There is no obvious solution. So I guess we tried both and we failed at both.
Like, what would be our on base percentage? Like, what would be the thing that moneyballs us, you know, at this point? Like, because we don't have the money, right? We don't have that. And I think of goals for sure. Like, we just don't score enough goals to, because like, how many again of those games do we either, you know, we get the draw when we were ahead, or even lose by one goal, and it's a 1-0 or 2-1 and it's too low, but then there's the random 5-1s or 4-0, you know, like, okay, great, we scored them then, but like, if we spread out, even just like, if those goals that we score heavy on were spread out just a little bit more, sprinkled on a few matches, we'd be talking like maybe 3 extra wins, and that's 9 points on the board, you know, and all, like, and all of a sudden we're talking about a whole different season. But I guess my question is, even, like, what is our critical on base percentage number, the one that we want to just, you know, small ball our way to wins?
I guess it's just, you have to be smarter in scouting, and you have to find those under-tapped markets, and you have to be able to project the data. So I know a guy who is a scout in Scotland who does not work for one of the two bigger clubs, but he works for a club that did particularly well this season.
And which one, if I may ask?
Motherwell.
Oh, okay.
And it's about having your game model and knowing exactly how you want to play, and then using that data to find players that fit that specific game model. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if our sports department can do that. Do we have a defined game model of how Hertha is supposed to play?
We used to have one, but then the guy went away after he got into a fight with Tekka. And then he left the academy. Now he turns.
The Man City guy?
No. That was a coach. No, I forgot his name, but he now works for B4B and turns them into a powerhouse in youth football. I can't think of the name.
I can't. I remember that. I can't remember.
I mean, the thing is, it should be one of our like advantages, because, you know, Berlin is a big city. So in theory, we should be able to scout at least the region.
There's that big city talk again.
No. Yes, but not in that way.
No, I know.
Austin won the championship. He's really like cocky, right?
Yeah.
Jesus. I was doing my best not to talk about it. Okay. Don't put that on me. But it reminds me a little bit of like clubs like Monaco, for example, that somehow is able to develop young players and, you know, sell them for, you know, stacks of money. And, you know,
didn't they have Favre at some point?
I think they did a few years ago.
I think Favre went there a few years back.
Yes.
That's the last time I heard the name.
Yes.
Probably. Anyways, somebody had the idea to have like an official Hertha style of play that was done in the academy, which was at that point was a 4-3-3.
Yep.
And the guy's name still escapes me. And then he left. So Hertha now doesn't have a real system they want to play, like Ajax, for example. And I think they still play 4-3-3. And Lytle, that you spent the whole summer trying to come up with a three-back situation. And then after 5 games, he had to abandon because they had 0 points or 0 points and one penalty shootout win over Münster in the cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just not a way any sort of serious club should operate. And that just speaks, I think, to the disconnect between what we want to be and how we are implementing it, because there just clearly is...
It's unserious.
Not, yeah, it's just not. It's not serious.
Yeah,
because we do have the talent. If, you know, there's talk that Lucas Michelbrink is extending his contract. Okay, great. But then why are we going to send him back out on loan again to Cottbus for next year when he's going to be in the same division? If you think he's worth extending the contract, and you extend the contract and you keep him in the first team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know who's going to score the two goals against Hertha in the 95th minute.
And by the way, I mentioned Monaco. I know that they used to do that, but I don't know if they still do that. You know, like, anyway. I remember that we had a few questions in the...
Joe has a few.
Yeah. What's chat? Do we check these now? Or?
We can.
I have them.
You're the boss.
Sure.
Okay.
And this, I'll just plug it for any of the listeners in North America. Join Hertha North America OFC. It's a good group chat. So you get to hear all of us yell at each other about why we're shit, and we argue about why we're shit.
Yeah, especially one person in particular who could maybe do to a muting a function if WhatsApp was designed properly. But anyway, I won't. I'll leave him unnamed.
Heaven. I have three people in the group chat, and I don't see anything from them. It's so nice. but I think maybe we should introduce Ed a little bit, because this is Ed.
True.
You can say where he is.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Just suggestion.
Not Akron, Ohio. Yeah, I learned that yesterday.
Close. I think the one time I may have recorded this, I may have been in my office in Akron. So.
Oh.
Okay.
When I worked there.
But, might as well, you know, take a couple minutes for the origin story. What made you, what made you a Hertha fan in the first place?
Bad luck.
Yes. You were cursed.
Oh, good God. Yeah. So I think the first of it, so I don't have any connections to, well, I guess my mom lived in Germany when she was a young adult, teenager. She lived in Heidelberg and Trier, and then so that I was always interested in the Bundesliga. My dad actually would go to Stuttgart for work, not frequently, but not infrequently. So then I, you know, found Stuttgart, and this was late 90s, early 2000s, and I remember finding Hertha in FIFA 2000 and playing as them. So, you know, this was Darius Woj and Michael Preetz and, you know, that era.
How did
I studied in Germany and Leipzig, and this was during the 2008-2009 season, so it was a really exciting time to be a Hertha fan.
Good times, yeah.
Almost championship.
I was there as well.
No, we were at the same game. We were at that Bochum match.
Yes.
In April. We were both there.
But you didn't meet.
No, nope. No, we did not.
Because Patrick's hair was too long. Oh, not sorry, it was the 90s. I'm sorry.
So that's my Hertha origin story. It was just one of those things. It was a little bit random. It was finding them in a video game. And then, you know, I used it because this was a different era, and being a fan of the Bundesliga in the United States, you know, finding video clips online and seeing Marcelinho and, you know, just the players from that era.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
And you were never interested, like, you know, the first reflex would have been to pick Bayern. And that was never your...
Or even Stuttgart, right? If you'd been, you were there, your parents had been there.
Well, you know, so I did like Stuttgart. It was kind of a pull between Stuttgart and Hertha. So, I mean, honestly, one of the reasons why I got interested, I really like soccer in Eastern Europe. And one of the reasons I got interested in Belarusian soccer is because Alex Klebb was at Stuttgart. And you know that Das Wunder von Stuttgart team in like 2003.
I was about to say, they won a championship. Yeah,
former Arsenal player as well.
Yes, yes.
Who isn't?
But, you know, but for whatever reason, it was like Stuttgart won the title in 2007. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to go with Hertha.
Oh, wow.
So that's, you know.
Set yourself on a dark path. Just right.
Yeah, I really did. I really did. Well, you know, I'm from Cleveland, so I'm just used to suffering in sports.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
You can't have too much success.
And actually, that reminds me a little bit. Again, before we started recording, we talked about like the relief of, you know, finally winning the championship. And that reminded me of the Bills, the Buffalo Bills. In the 90s, they lost
four
Super Bowls in a row. I mean, I wasn't a Bills fan, so I didn't give a shit, but I would have lost my mind. Can you imagine? Jesus.
Especially the Rose Bowl was the worst when Kelly got injured by the linebacker.
Mm.
And then Frank Reich came out 52-17.
Well, you know, the president of Brian, the Hertha North America, he's our president. He's a Bills fan as well.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And the University of Houston Cougars as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, big time, okay. For sure.
I didn't know he was a Bills fan. Jesus,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, at Ohio State or Ohio?
So I went to both. So I went to Ohio University, which is Ohio, and then I got my law degree at Ohio State, which tries to claim Ohio, but they're Ohio State.
You mean the Ohio State?
Oh, God, yes.
I mean,
yes.
From an external point of view, I roll my eyes every time.
Yes.
What is he talking about?
Just saying.
The name?
So Ohio State, they like to, because the official name of the school is the Ohio State University. So like,
okay.
In the NFL, when they have players introducing themselves, you know, like where they say their name and where they went to college, they will go the Ohio State University. And it's,
I went to Georgia State without the V.
Yes.
And the. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
I went to the University of Ottawa. People always call it Ottawa U.
It's
Ottawa. Anyway, so I don't know. Some people care. I don't know. I care. Like, I kind of get it, actually. Anyway,
Jerry's really done both of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so back on track now.
Woo!
I know.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
There is no escape. Okay, so back on track. We have a question from Meredith in the WhatsApp chat. I would be curious to hear everyone's opinions and feelings about Lytle and him staying for another season. Perhaps the rant that Ed spared for his health earlier. Haha.
Can I see what person?
So, Ed, come on, let her rip.
Well, look, I kind of touched on it before. It's just, what are we being judged against? Mm. And I really do think it comes down to the fact that we just can't afford to get rid of him. Because in every aspect of what we say we want to do, we have failed. We didn't get promoted. We aren't bringing in youth team players. There are young players that are wanting to leave because they don't see their future there. So what, you know, the style of play isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just blame it entirely on the player recruitment, which I don't think our player recruitment has been particularly good. But how can you justify keeping him given the results of this season and how everything has looked? Yeah, it's just money. Yeah. And I guess you can't come out and say like, oh yeah, we're too broke to fire our manager and we signed our manager.
That's what's happening right now.
But that ultimately, like, yeah, that is what's happening. And so at what point does it get that you're going to have to do it? Does it, you know, so we get 7 matches in, you know, we go through the whole summer with Lytle in charge. They bring players in to play in this system. And then we get to October and we're sitting 13th in the division and say, oh shit, we got to fire him. And now
I think they're just going to hope that they can write out his contract without getting into any relegation problems and then get somebody else after that. That's what they, and I think I really have to applaud Görlich for his strategy of the rage baiting everybody. excellent choice. Yeah. No notes.
One thing that really blows my mind is the horrible form at home versus the away performance. I don't get it.
Who knows?
I don't think they can handle the pressure.
What pressure? Everybody supporting them?
Well, I think it's because we are expected, you know, we are still a big club. Even if we're not a big city club, we are a big, you know, we are a big traditional club. And well, big you city. Have... you still have the pressure of like expected to be promoted, and for whatever reason I think it's just they can't do it when they are expected to do well.
I think it's a certain kind of arrogance they still have.
That could be.
And I think the only guy who said something that was right after the Bielefeld match was I keep forgetting his name, Kolbe. Colin was the only guy who said something was weird. And back to the question, if I may, I think Lytle is dead in the water.
Yeah.
Because I don't see him playing youth players. I mean, just look at Bobo. I don't know what Bobo did wrong. And the one match he plays in, he sets up the game winner. Because he's the only guy who, coming from the academy, has the idea, oh, if I get the ball, maybe I can play it in the front. Maybe somebody can score a goal.
You can pass the ball forward?
Yeah, sometimes. Not too much. Oh, speaking of passing, congratulations to a former guest, Graham, who just made it into the Europa League.
Which club?
Sunderland.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Hey, and they got Alderete from us, or not from us, but they got him from somewhere else, and we had him before, and he's one of their best players now.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, wow.
He got him for a couple of million. Really cheap transfer, and he...
Was he at Getafe before?
Yeah. That's the thing. He was supposed to go to Getafe, and then the whole thing broke down, and then we had him on loan for another year because they couldn't get a final deal, and then he finally went to Getafe after, like, a year later or in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure if you meant him or Rogel. I had both confused.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Arbeitszeitbetrug. Yes.
All right. So,
poor guy.
Okay. So, Jacob had a question. Opinions on Fabi Reza and him trying to leave now after the Ich bleibe speech last season?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, driver.
I just think of that. I don't know if you've ever seen it. The meme, it's like, who want me? And it was like a poll and everything says no, 100%. Who wants him?
Wolfsburg wanted him,
but with the relegation. Yeah. So right. Now,
I think it's what Hamburg, like HSV.
Okay,
sure. Good riddance. Nope. Just leave. Yeah. Oh, I want him to go to Schalke and then fuck their season up.
Yeah.
Well, and it's hard because I like him as a player, but I think
two seasons ago.
Yeah, it's just gotten to the point. It's like, God, just
leave.
Shut up. I don't care. I just either actually get out there and perform or just go. If you don't want to be here, just go.
If we end up sort of keeping him or being stuck with him, however you want to frame it for another season, I don't mind. I don't know. One bad season isn't the end of his career. Like, so if we end up having him next season for whatever reason, like, I think it could still be a good thing and benefit us, like, because he could easily turn it around. And at the end of the day, like, just from the professional business side, he's going to want to turn it around as much as possible, right?
Yeah.
And try and show off so that, he does have, like, some bait on the lure, right?
Well, and it's not like he's not getting underpaid. He's got a good
he's got the biggest contract in the league by far.
And so you don't Wolfsburg get the move. Down now?
Even with Wolfsburg down now?
We'll see what they have. Yeah. So but that's the thing. So maybe he stays one more season, will then play well. You can either get us promoted, then you get to play with us in the first division, or you do well and you get your move that you, you know, you so desperately want, but you're not going to get it based off of the form that you had this past season.
I mean, we have Pekalo now, so we can just leave.
Yeah.
And don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah. Matt.
All right. Okay. Nick has a question. If you could bring back one former Hertha player from the last 5 years, who would it be and why?
Oh, can I? I won 7 years and I won Schelbred.
That's what I said in the chat when he left 6 years ago.
Good shout.
So out of the scope. Out of the scope.
I know.
The guy's at United now. The Brazilian.
Cunha?
Cunha.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Cunha.
Mean, that's an easy. I feel like that's an easy kind of pick.
Cunha, the zweite Bundesliga. Fuck.
No.
Oh, wait, what about.
Now he is with United.
Yeah. Was Guendouzi within 5 years?
Yes, that was. Yeah, that was.
Man, I mean, I liked his hair, you know.
I liked him as a player.
Sideshow bot?
Yeah, I did too.
The other one that I looked up, actually, a player who left us 5 years ago is going to the World Cup. Do you know who
hang
it
on.
Is?
Hang on. Five years ago. So 2021. Not German.
He played with us for one season.
Oh shit.
Brooks? No.
Initials?
No, too easy. No, country.
Colombia.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Cordoba.
Yeah, Cordoba.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's
the one we never got the money for because of the Russian.
Yes. And he's still playing there. He's still playing in Russia.
Krasnodar, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very nice. But he was great.
Yeah.
I forgot about him.
Me too.
My other shout for that question would have been Darida.
That was my other thought. It was between Cunha and Darida.
I think Darida is physically too weak. He's getting a great stamina, but I think he's not robust enough for the zweite Bundesliga because it's much more physical. Dual kind of way.
Mm.
We scooped him up when Freiburg got relegated.
We did.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
And he's in Greece, so hey, good for him.
No, he actually is back. He's back in the Czech Republic.
Okay. I want Tabakovic back. Duh.
Yeah, duh.
God. Yeah.
That's why Reza was so good, because he had someone like Tabakovic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm looking through my props that just reminded me of something. Props? So,
are you a magician?
Yeah, relax, Carrot Top.
Patrick. Carrot Top.
Yeah,
Patrick, I sent you a question.
No, I was looking for my flipper, the Tabakovic, the Rauchinwil.
Oh, the sticker.
The sticker, yeah.
Tabakovic gefällt ihre Gesundheit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't like that nickname.
How did you get these?
The one guy, they mailed them to me. He was in the U.S. and mailed me a bunch of stickers.
Hmm. Okay, so can you take photos of them and we will put them on the socials?
Yeah. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know why the text. There we go. Tabakovic is...
Tödlich, yeah. Nice.
But he didn't like that nickname.
Nah, I know. That's...
Because he's a health nut, and he didn't like the association with smoking.
Jesus.
Didn't he do that for, like, the sign language introductions the one time?
I don't know.
I swear he did. Towards the end of the season.
Maybe.
I could be wrong.
All right, so Brian's question.
Oh, the boss.
Why does it seem like so many players go on to successful stints elsewhere after underachieving with us? Cunha, Alderete, etc. Is our squad so perpetually and fundamentally broken that when talent does show up, they just struggle to stay afloat? This feels right, but I want to hear it from a professional lawyer type. So, Ed, as a professional lawyer type, what is your answer?
We're just a poorly run club, and I don't think we have a clear vision of how to play, so we can get talented players, but we don't have the ways to actually use them. So I think it is just a failure of management that we have so many players that just can't perform.
And going back to the youth player development, we just have the wrong coach. Mm-hmm. Because we now have the system, okay, we're going to have to play our young players. I mean, Maza brought us 15 million. I don't know how much. I know you love the rumors, Patrick. latest trade rumors is that Eichhorn might be going to...
Oh, yeah, Liverpool.
Liverpool, which would be perfect, because I think...
I hope he sucks there.
No, perfect for us, for the money.
Okay.
But the thing is, you know, so he could go to Liverpool, but he still has the release clause.
Remember, this is a question from Brian.
Yeah. Oh God! He is
Liverpool fan.
He is.
Got to be careful.
Okay.
Oh, we should mention Selke, best player ever.
Oh God!
Does he still have the name Brian Selke? Was his name forever? Oh, no, I think he's called Resenau, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Such an Erfolgsfan.
Anyway.
No, sorry, not sorry, Brian.
Yeah. Well,
about those builds.
Yeah.
Stick the knife a little bit more.
I was looking at just some of the other rumors. It seems like they're saying Eichhorn will make his decision in the first couple of weeks of June.
Mm.
So, you know, we should know soon. The one thing, you know, he goes to, if he signs with an English club, I know there was a talk like he'd go to Manchester City and then they'd loan him back to Bayer Leverkusen.
Ugh.
Till he turns 18 and can go to England.
Oh, he can't go to England?
No, because they're not in the EU. And he's underage, so he can't. Yeah. No, but that genuinely is the thing. So he could sign with them, but he can't go until he's 18. Wow. He can move in Germany, you know. So if he goes to Bayern, he can go there immediately. If he goes to Dortmund, but yeah, if an English club signs him, he cannot go to England until he is 18.
Okay, he's 16 now. He's going to turn 17 before the season starts this summer.
Yes.
Then why don't he just stay at Hertha for 1 more year and then next year get the big? I don't get it. Oh, and he quit school.
Oh,
did he?
Yeah, something. Usually they said, okay, he's going to stay because they all gone to Persia, which is the sport-centered school, which is right next to the Geschäftsstelle. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And
That's that like National Socialist looking building right beside.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you've been
all
there,
buildings.
I mean, like our stadium.
Okay, fair. But I remember last time I was at the office and I was just like, holy fuck. Like,
oh, this
building is just. Anyway, yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, they voted in favor of Brexit, so, you know, you reap what you sow.
What the?
Ha ha. Is that stupid?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's not get into politics.
Yeah.
Vote reform, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, let's get Canada into the EU, you know?
What?
Carney's leaning towards getting Canada in the EU.
Sure.
And they released a poll above a whole bunch of EU countries. And like, basically, for the most part, the majority of the big ones all were supportive of Canada joining the EU.
Yeah, I would see maybe like a Switzerland thing, you know, maybe not a full member, but maybe increased partnership or something like that.
Oh, no, get me full member. Shenzhen, let's go. I'm be here the next day. I'm moving to Berlin.
Or they should get the cherry picking deal of Norway.
Oh,
yeah.
Norway is including all the good things and everything else. Like, my friend lives there and they can call us like their member state. And when we call them, it's an out of the EU tariff. Same with packages. They ship everything here for basically almost free. And we sell, for us, it's always like 10, 20 bucks.
Oh, Jesus.
Ouch. Yeah. Well, Hertha won't ship anything to me. So, you know.
Oh, wait. What? Like, actually?
Yeah, they don't ship to the USA anymore.
Since what? Since when?
Since Arne Schittler's back.
Yeah, ever since they got rid of the... So basically, you never... If as long as your order was under $800, you would never have to pay any sort of import duties. It was called the de minimis exception.
Yeah.
Once they got rid of that, they had to stop shipping to the United States.
Oh, wow.
If there's anything you need, let me know. I'll get you everything.
Damn. Yeah, well, even, I don't know, well, I mean, I could probably help some Americans out too in that way.
You have 2 days.
Yeah. They ship, well, I mean, even like...
they ship to Canada, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I mean, I got all my shit at Christmas. I got my... Yep. I got my...
I wonder if there's a problem in the U.S. calendar. What could it be?
Hmm. Well...
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he dies already.
Yeah.
Didn't you know a guy who was predicting his death? He got quiet.
Yeah, because the date's passed.
No, he's not quiet. He just says, fuck, man, I should be dead by now. What's happening?
That's our timeline.
But you see, like, already Vance and Rubio are trying to get in position for the rebound.
False in at the bit.
Yeah.
Well, basketball metaphor.
Yeah. How was it? I don't know.
I don't care.
If you want to know how small of a world it is, especially during COVID, I was friends with a guy who has since gone relatively crazy, but in an opposite direction of J.D. Vance, who was one of his law school classmates.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah. So they were friends in law school, and there's a picture of them, like an old, you know, Facebook picture from like 2010, like drinking together at a party.
Oh, wow.
And this is just, yeah.
We have a conservative MP in Canada who claims to be like a friend of Vance's, because they also went to school together.
Yeah.
I don't know which school, if it was
went
that one.
Went to school together.
Or Jamil Giovanni is a Conservative Party of Canada member of parliament, and he claims a friendship with Vance or whatever and stuff. But he's he's an idiot, that guy. Like, he's also...
Yeah. We'll see.
He's trying to do the same like thing as like Charlie Kirk kind of was doing, like campus talks.
Yeah. Like, get shot in the face.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah, well...
In the neck.
It was the throat.
That's slow.
Well, see, to bring it back to earlier, J.D. Vance is also an alumnus of the Ohio State University.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay. The
Ohio State.
Yeah. Anyway, Herta.
Talking about shit. It's
God. So, Brian, to answer your question, yeah, we're just...
Oh, yeah.
Just so horribly run that any talent that we have is mismanaged.
But it's also a notion you get from almost everybody. I mean, Cunha was already too big for us when he came. I don't know, but somehow Leipzig fucked it up because he was really, really good.
Yeah, he was.
And he came from Switzerland to Leipzig and he didn't play much, which I don't understand.
Attitude problems, maybe discipline?
I don't know if he just didn't fit with how they wanted to play, if they made a bad signing with how they want to play. But yeah, like us getting him was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. I think he's like the only player we got money for, we made money from, while we sunk all these other 374 million euros.
Jesus, so depressing. I mean, I'm wondering if we shouldn't like really just strip it down to the studs and, you know, rebuild from scratch.
No stars.
No, studs.
No, get rid of... Oh, sorry.
That's okay. So yeah, I wonder if that's what we need to do, you know?
No, I would sell the starters and keep the young. We need more people like Kolbe, you know, who just made it into the Zweite Bundesliga at age 26, and now he's always grateful to be playing, and all the other guys are just like,
I mean, I thought he was pretty, you know, pretty decent until he got injured.
Yeah, Dio broke his rib.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure if it is.
No, it was a rib.
Okay, shoulder or rib, I wasn't sure. Okay.
See, I just don't think Cole was good enough. I don't. He's fine for a squad player, but he's not going to be one of the players that will
elevate the team.
But I could see him as a leader type, maybe like Leisner a little bit, you know?
Yeah,
and I think he's better offensively than Maton. He plays better passes.
Speaking of the rumor is Martin turned down Augsburg.
Maton or Martin?
Maton.
Okay. When we were talking about Eichhorn, I was just thinking about how the last greatest player ever we had, and he plays at Augsburg now, right? What's his name? Arne Meyer.
Arne Meyer, yeah.
Biggest talent ever.
No, he left. He left Augsburg in the winter. And do you know...
Finland.
No. Hungary.
Oh. With Pal.
Oh.
He's at Újpest.
Hmm. Yeah. Pal was his youth coach at the under 14s.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Another name that came to mind was Mittelstädt.
Yes.
Yeah, but he played like shit the last season he was with us.
Yeah.
All these penalties.
And he's gone to Stuttgart and done well.
Mm.
Yeah, but also Stuttgart. I mean, I talked to a Stuttgart fan on Saturday at the game, and they were all like, you know, we were almost relegated if it hadn't been for the last minute goal by Endo. And then the year later, they played a relegation. They just got the coach who used to be a coach at our academy because he's the son of Uli Hoeneß' Bruder Dieter. Brother, sorry.
Our former sporting director.
Yes. The Grofümatz. Größter. Egal. Fußballmanager aller Zeit. The greatest football manager of all time. They took him on and he saved them. And then the year later, I think he saved them from relegation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year after, they won the Champions League.
Yeah. He's done great at Stuttgart.
Mm.
I wanted to, you reminded me something a little earlier about the money. When you talked about when we had our Preetz money mismanagement. I got to set the scene a little quickly here. So I want
to. Okay, I'll take a break.
Give me a second.
Another story from, what did you call it? The story? Stories from Prenzlauer Berg.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Little PB tale. So we were at dinner on Tuesday night down at actually Orenburger Tor area, a place called Rutz. Pretty fancy place in Berlin. It's actually a 3 Michelin star.
Oh, shit.
So it's pretty intense, but
Mr. Moneybags.
Yeah.
But there's a reason.
Mr. Rockefeller.
There's a bit of a reason why that's important. Otherwise, I wouldn't really mention it, but
yes, you would.
So well, I have more of that, actually. The Adelon gave us a free little bear for Heidi. This is just a little bear with the Adelon tag. Anyway, okay. That one was for me.
Can you say golden spoon? Golden spoon.
Yeah. Okay, so there we are at dinner. And we're sitting at like on an outdoor patio area. There's just 3 men, 2 of them like quite older and clearly German. And then a younger man who's with them. And they're well-dressed, whatever. And but I guess the younger man isn't German or speaks German because the 2 German men are speaking quite a lot of English at the table. Sometimes they converse with each other in German. Anyway, at one point I could hear them in English speaking about the investment that we got, like for the whole like the preseason. All of a sudden he's just talking about, I don't know how but he's just more loosely talking about football, but then he's talking about Hertha, the money, and he was talking specifically about Bobic, the lawsuit with Bobic, how we've lost the lawsuit against Bobic and having to pay him back, and he was talking about sort of the financial stuff about Hertha and stuff.
Ouch.
And he was more explaining it, I think, to the younger man in some way, but then he even goes like, he seemed to know quite a bit about at least the legal proceedings or something, but then he kind of goes off and he's like, but I'm not the football fan, it's my wife and sister. And I was like, okay. And then he goes on to say like he mentions Union, right, being like it's like, oh, but they're the bigger club or better club and in this city and all this stuff. And even at that point, Rene has to look over at me and says, do not yell Scheiße Union. Like, and it took everything in my will to, like, in this really nice restaurant to literally not yell Scheiße Union the second he said the team name. You know, but he wasn't some pro Union. He was just sort of trying to describe the football scenario in the fact that, you know, they are still in the top flight and Hertha's not.
Better managed.
Well, and that's what he was actually talking about, in the sense that how they're managing they managed a smaller budget than what we had when we got the big one, and they've still managed to keep themselves up and be a successful team in that way.
Mm.
But yeah.
They did have an investor, which nobody talks about.
Yes.
And their investor.
Yes.
Funny thing is, their investor was Quatrex, and the company was owned by the Stuttgart president.
Yeah.
And they got relegated in the playoff against Union.
Wow. I didn't know that. Jesus.
So he made money by his team losing.
Yep.
Well, that's like the Big Short. That's it's like he shorted his own investment, right?
Maybe
like,
we should call ourselves EETF.
Yeah.
I don't know. Going all over the place today.
Jesus. Mm. Make one movie reference.
The Ohio State. I always thought The Big Short was about a short movie.
Oh, wah, wah.
The Big Short?
Yeah.
Oh.
Very special. About financial crimes.
Well earned.
Yeah, you deserved it.
Any more questions?
Nope, not from Norm or that I had that I saw. I just copy pasted everything I saw from the group chat.
Yeah, those were the big ones. But so financial crimes. Yeah, I'll say this. So you remember we had 7/7 Partners.
Oh yeah,
7/7. Yeah.
They were backed by what's his name?
ACAP. No.
Yeah, well, no, Josh Vonder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The asshole with the baseball hat.
The coke dealer.
Yeah. Yep. But Jesus. They also, I vaguely kind of worked in the same industry because they bought structured settlements. And so he made his money with the group that did that. The famous one in the United States is J.G. Wentworth, but he had another one that would do that. That was another one of the big ones. And wow. Yeah, I would like, it was funny when all of this stuff about them would come out. I'm like, oh yeah, I know that company because I have had to deal with them.
Jesus.
So there you go.
Did he go to the Ohio State University?
Sadly, he did not. I think he
Florida Party School.
Yeah, that he was down there in Florida where he went to school, and that's when he started selling cocaine.
Exactly. I was about to say he was really a drug dealer.
Well, when in Florida.
Because yeah. Patrick called him a drug dealer. We have an episode that's called something drug dealers.
Yeah. I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
I'll check. Oh boy.
I just remembered he looked like an absolute tool with his baseball cap. Jesus.
Oh, hose pipe sessions, dope tears and crappy baseball hats and snowflake fascists. DMTF 058.
Wow.
Jesus.
That was a while back.
Yeah, I was going to say 30 years ago at our episode rate.
Yeah.
March.
True.
March 23.
I was saying, you guys have been you've been putting out more episodes as opposed to, you know, the bear cast, which is just dead.
But we're always in hibernation. That's a
problem. Oh, yes. Shit.
Oh.
We are. No, it's more that Joe and I, you know, both have kids and, don't have
time. We have kids?
Yeah. Okay, no, my...
Just kidding.
We actually recorded when my kids were... really, really little. That was when we were doing it. And now, you know, they're older and have activities that I have to think, and I'm going to have to take them to school here, actually.
Whoops. But, like, people don't realize that, you know, once you really commit to it, it takes a lot of work and a lot of time.
Yes.
True, yeah.
It does.
How's your feeling about the final?
The Champions League final?
Yes.
Well...
Who they're playing?
PSG. Paris Saint-Germain, yeah. I mean, it's going to be defense against offense, you know. It's going to be a tough one. PSG is super fast overall.
Do they have money?
But if they turn it into a track meet, Arsenal has no chance, you know. It's going to be a boring game, I know that. If Arsenal is going to win, wants to win. You know, I'm not going to outscore them, that's for sure. Just like what happened against Munich, you know, the 5-4 game, that's not going to happen.
You're not going to beat them, yeah.
I mean, the odds aren't that bad. You get 230 if PSG wins and 3.2 if Arsenal wins. That's not bad.
Okay.
No.
But like, we won the Premier League, so, you know, the Champions League would be just, you know, gravy. But that's fine, you know, either way.
Mm-hmm. A PSG has my favorite player and a player that I, at the beginning of the big city club era, a player that I was advocating that we should have signed.
Messi.
No. Kvicha Kvaratskhelia.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted us to sign him when he was at Rubin Kazan.
Wow. Wasn't he at Napoli before?
Well, so after Russia invaded Ukraine, the full-scale invasion, he terminated his contract at Rubin and went to Dinamo Batumi in Georgia, and then went from there to He played like half a season in Georgia and then went to Napoli for 3 million euro or something, you know, pitiful.
We talk about the Georgian?
Yeah.
He's fucking fast.
He's incredible.
Yes, he is. But yeah, you know, the Premier League was, the main objective. They got that now. A double would be amazing, but I'm all right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have to play like Michigan State did against Larry Bird in the 1980 NCAA final?
Yes.
Against Indiana State. Sycamores. I'm here all night.
You are.
Try the veal. Don't forget to tip your waitresses.
Tip your waitresses. We have me present the gimme gimmies. Oh, one more thing.
I will.
Me first in the gimme gimmies. I have not heard that name.
Oh, I love me first in the gimme
gimmies. So long. Ever. Sorry, oh, so,
I've actually been listening to them a lot lately.
Me too.
Yeah,
the Kennedy listening. Okay.
No. I said Eastern Conference Finals, Game 4.
You want us to get demonetized?
We said no hockey.
Well,
but Rebecca.
No, not a deep dive. I just want to say last couple games. That's tough.
Yeah, they're cooked. I mean, it was a nice run, but it's over.
Yeah, they are.
Game 4 was rough.
Even game 3, too. Even though it was a lot closer, the shots were the same. Like, I'm only getting the highlights, right? But, I mean, like, how are they leaving Dobesh out to hang to dry like that is crazy. Like, he got scored on 3 times in the first period, or was it the first? Anyway, and it wasn't his fault at all. Like, those goals were pretty fucking sick. Like, in the sense that, like, Dobish had no chance. Like, really, I don't think, you know? And then I was almost like, did game 3 just sort of kill their morale? Like, that loss in overtime?
Yeah, it did. Because,
like, game 4 was just like, where are you?
Yeah. It's really
I think they're broken.
Rough to...
I think they're broken.
Get outplayed at home that way. You know, maybe for the last time of the season. It's tough.
Well, it's tough to have played a game like that in front of the Bell Center too. Like, damn, get pumped. Well, like, okay, the fourth was an empty netter, but 4-0 is just to see that on the scoreboard. No goals. Like,
yeah.
Because, you know, they had their chance, and even though, like, still outshot in game 3 completely, they could have walked away with that win. There was a couple, like, off the crossbar and in the early overtime.
Oh, yeah,
You know, that, like, true. So it's some, you know, they kept it in, but anyway, it's tough. But then, yeah, but also fuck Colorado. That was just a quick, but, you know, we can save that for, you know, save that for Rebecca.
Yes.
Anyway.
Under an hour.
Yay.
Oh.
So yeah, I think that's
one more thing.
Okay.
No.
All right. So thank you, Ed, for coming back to the show. It was nice to have you.
Thank you for having me. I loved coming out. So this was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Glad you enjoyed it.
Yes, it's always a blast.
In the meantime, where can we reach you online?
So I guess I still do the Bearcast. I have it on Blue Sky still. It's Bearcast 1892. Or just come and join the Hertha North America group chat. You got to be a member, which means you have to send me your personal information because we have to keep a log of that for Hertha, which I always, you know, have to tell people whenever they reach out to me online. I'm like, okay, I'm not just asking this to be creepy. this is a requirement that we have to have. I remember when Brian was asking me, like, when he started, I'm like, okay,
I remember, you know, it's this first time you asked me that.
Do you really need the picture of my feet? I'm just asking.
Brian. You know, That's one of the things that Hertha asked. What about the feetsies?
Well, it is foosball after all.
Yeah, gotta get the piggies out. Get the piggies out. But yeah, that's where you can find me. And I just scream into the void about Hertha.
We all do.
And where can you find Norum?
I don't think we do really much social media anymore. Brian will still do it on Blue Sky.
So it's an email address, or?
Honestly, they can email me because
for
better or for worse, we may have been locked out of our official group email address. So everything has been going through me. So just ed.zelaski@gmail.com if you want to join, or just send me a message on Blue Sky and we'll get you. You got to send in, you know, the feet picture, your address, you know, all of that. And we'll get you added.
On Blue Sky, it's erta-noram.bsky.social for the North American group NORAM. Erta-NORAM.
Peace.
Drop us a line as well. DMTF at dmtfpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
So this was fun. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ed. And until next time, AOA.
AOA.
Bye. Cheers.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dimension Football Podcast.